All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and we thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord God, for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this region, over this area. In Yeshua's mighty name, we thank you for a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit, O God. And Lord, we ask that you would move as you've never moved before. God, I ask in Yeshua's name that the high places would come down and be destroyed by your warring angels. In Yeshua's mighty name, I pray that you would strengthen your people. Strengthen your people, O Lord, those that are ready to give up and losing hope. God, I ask that you would send them a word, that you would bring healing and deliverance in their lives, in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord God of Israel, I ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to be released to grant healing and deliverance. May there be miracles and signs and wonders in the name of Yeshua. Lord, let your name be exalted above the heathen today in Yeshua's mighty name. And I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. And today, Lord, we are free. Today, Lord, we have victory. Today, Lord, we have peace. In Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. In the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It is a blessing to be here with you today. Amen. We serve a mighty God, and God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in last days, perilous times. The return of the Lord is imminent, and we must be about the Father's business. I am truly grateful and thankful that I'm still here. You know, as y'all know, the enemy came after me, and, you know, I had that stroke. Almost, what, a month, 2 months ago? I don't even know what it is anymore. But anyway, God is in the healing business. The enemy was trying to shut me up, but I'm here back on the airways. It impacted my speech. I am improving. I'm getting better and better. I couldn't even say my name, saints, but I can say it now. Hallelujah. And yeah, God is good, you know, and I'm getting there, and I have a slight change in my gait on my right side, and outside of that, I'm good. So I am grateful and thankful for His healing mercies and grace. I guess God was not through with me yet, so I'm here on the airways proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I might talk a little slower so some of you can keep up with me, and if I slur a word or two, don't hold it against me. All right, saints, we're in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve. You know, we were in Exodus 32 and some of 33, and realizing that we're in a series about idolatry and idol worship, which causes a breach between God and His people. It was idol worship that got Israel in trouble with God, and we're now living in a time in a society where idolatry is rampant, particularly here in the United States of America. And, you know, we talk about the stones and, you know, which God forbid. But the Lord is a jealous God, and He will have no other gods before Him. And as a result of that, it has caused a breach between us and Father God. And we need to examine and look at what's taking place and what's going on. And you heard me say this last week that the graven images, the things that we have today that the enemy has used for us, the people, even the people of God, to bow down and worship, you know, we have social media, we have television, we have all of these things that our minds and the enemy has uplifted celebrities, sports athletes, and all of these things that we have a tendency to bow down and to worship. And as a result of that, it has led to much bondage and captivity, so we don't have the liberty in Christ that we should have, even the people of God, because we may not worship certain entertainers or athletes or whatever the case might be, but we have a tendency to fall in and we worship our pastor, our teacher, our apostle, teacher, and the big name television ministries and different things like that. And so we fall into idol worship because when trouble hits, we look to them instead of looking to God. Recognizing the fact, wherever you put your money, your devotion, and your time, it can become an idol in your heart. And so the idol speaks about this so much throughout the Holy Scriptures. But it's my desire, as I've been teaching on this for the whole year, is that we recognize if we have idols set up in our heart, that we allow the Holy Spirit of God to show us what it is and to knock it down, to destroy it. Amen. So right here in Exodus, let's get into this. When Moses had came down and he wanted to see God's glory after he had destroyed the Ten Commandments that he gave to the children of Israel. And man, this is so good. You know what? Let's start at Exodus 33 in verse number 8. You're listening to Straight From His Word. I give you the scripture so you can read it for yourself. You can see, yep, that's in the word. And then if you struggle with it, then that's between you and God. And it says here in verse number 8, and it came to pass when Moses went out into the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. Now, saints, I want you to consider, can you imagine seeing this sight, knowing that every time this pillar descended, that that was the Lord, and that your leader was having a conversation with the Lord? I can imagine, oh my God, it must have been an amazing sight. And it says, all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed out not out of the tabernacle. So here, Moses had a special relationship with the Lord so that he would meet with him face to face. And it was a tangible meeting that as God was speaking to him and as he was speaking to God, there was no doubt. This is God I'm talking to. This is God that is talking to me. It's my desire that every believer gets in that place. They have that type of relationship with the Lord, because when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom and the door was open. So now we have access till we can come before the throne of grace and we can meet with God every single day. And we get to the place to where we know God's voice by the Holy Spirit of God, because we spend time in a secret place where it's just us and God, to where every day there's a time that I meet with God, and get to the place to where you can commune with God and God can commune with you, and God will speak to you through his word
And he will speak to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And occasionally, some people have been blessed with a divine heavenly encounter that they come into the presence of God to where they meet God face to face. Well, not face to face, because a lot of times you fall on your face. You can't see him in the face, but you see the glory of God. You experience his presence, and God begins to speak to you and give you instructions for your life or for what he's about to do. Glory to God. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and ye have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, show me your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. So he's making a petition to say, God, I need more from you. And he said, and God said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. And he said to me, If thy presence do not with me, carry us not away, for wherein shall it be known here, I and the people have found grace in your sight. Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, recognizing the fact, and I tell people this, that when you are praying prayer and you're communing with God, you have straight conversations. You talk to him like you would talk to any other human being. Not disrespectful. You know that you're talking to God, but you know what? God appreciates straight talk. You know, God already knows what you're thinking. He already knows what's in your heart. But you can have that communication with him and let him know, God, I'm not feeling this. God, this does not feel good. God, this is not right. God, I don't like this. God, where are you? God, why are you allowing this to happen? Lord, speak to me. Lord, give me instructions on what I need to do. God, what are the next steps? And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. That's a blessing when God knows you by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. You see, Moses was not satisfied just talking to the cloudy pillar. Moses knew that there was more to God just since, I mean, think about it, saints. He's in the presence of God. God is speaking to him face to face. He said, but there has to be more to this, and I want it. I want to see it. You see, we in the body of Christ, we've become so complacent that we're not asking God for more of him, more of his glory, more of his power. Show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, you cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. So God says, okay, you want to see more? I'm going to let you do it. You can't see my face, but I will pass by. So recognizing this thing, when you look at these passages of scripture, we see that Moses had a relationship with God. We see that God communed with him face to face, as the scripture declares. But Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. God, there has to be more. And some of you out there listening, have you ever said, God, there has to be more? God, this is not how you want me to live my life. God, there has to be more. And Lord, what do I need to do to experience more of your presence and power in my life? Lord, I've read in the scriptures how you healed, and there was miracles and signs and wonders, and you brought divine, you fed with manna, you brought financial provision, you healed the lepers, and you healed the paralytics, and you cast out demons, and you raised the dead. And yet in my life, I'm not experiencing any of those things. Some of you have a testimony where God has brought you out of drugs and alcohol and prostitution, and God has delivered you from the occult. But yet, even still, there has to be more to God than just going to a church on Sunday or Saturday. Three fast songs, three slow songs, a poem, and a homiletical message. God, there has to be more. And recognizing that we get to the place, saints, that we're not satisfied with the status quo, but we want to experience more of God's presence and power. It should be in the heart of every believer to seek more of God, to know more of Him, to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, that He can take us into the heavenly of heaven, into the holy of holies, and we can have an encounter with the Almighty God, that when we have the encounter, our lives are never the same. I believe that is what's missing in many of the lives in the people in the body of Christ. A large majority is that they've not had a divine encounter with the Lord God Almighty, with the Holy Spirit. They've not had that place where they've entered into His glory. As I look, and this is me personally speaking, as I look at a lot of the big name preachers and the mainline denominations, and they have multi-million-dollar ministries, and many of them have gone through their ministry and has never cast a devil out of nobody. They have never entered to the level of spiritual warfare where they are delivering the captives and setting the captives free. You see, in these last days here, we have to look and see what is taking place, because so many people are in bondage and are in captivity. And what do we see? Are we experiencing the presence of God that is so powerful that when we go to a church service and we have an encounter with the Lord, that our lives are changed? That we are walking in freedom and liberty, that our love for Him is growing stronger and stronger every day, that we have a passion and a desire to read His word, to pray for the sick, pray for our family members, pray for our leaders in government, that the will of the Lord be done, to engage the kingdom of darkness, to bind up the strong men over the areas and in the regions, and ask God to send His power, to send His Holy Spirit to uproot, tear down, and to destroy and scatter the place of the enemy, that we are aggressive and forceful in proclaiming that Jesus is Lord, Yeshua is Lord, and proclaiming that He is able to deliver you from whatever stronghold has you bound up. But it's all about walking with Him, knowing Him as Lord and as Savior and as Redeemer. When Yeshua died for us on the cross at Calvary, Saint, it was to redeem us and to restore fellowship back with Father God. And maybe I'm wrong, but it's my heart's desire that every believer gets to know the Father heart of God. And as you know the Father heart of God, your life will begin to change. You will see God from a different perspective. And that God is love, but God is also just, and God is also holy. And we have a charge and a responsibility to live our lives that are pleasing to Him, and to yield and surrender and allow the Holy Spirit of God to work through us, that we might be a vessel that can snatch those souls out of the kingdom of darkness, that people can be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and they can go out and proclaim that Yeshua is Lord. You see, there is not an issue of whether or not Yeshua came and died on the cross at Calvary or that he rose from the grave for the majority of the people. The issue is, are you able to enter into a relationship with him and know him as your Lord, as your Savior, as your Redeemer? Have you gotten to the place that you surrendered your life to the Lord so that if you do have idols set up in your heart and you are worshiping graven images, that when the Holy Spirit convicts you, you're able to release it and let it go, that you might have liberty and freedom in that area? Because we serve a jealous God. He told him when he descended on Mount Sinai, I am the Lord thy God that brought you out of the hand of Egypt. I will have no other gods before me, period. You see, it's time that we put God back on the throne and give him reverence and glory because he's the Holy One of Israel. He is the creator of the universe. You know, something that, you know, I guess he's dropped this in my spirit and he keeps telling me, I am the Lord thy God. I have no equal. Satan, Lucifer, Hallel, is not my equal. The kingdom of darkness is not equal to the kingdom of God. I have all power, not Satan. Satan is a created being. He can only be at one place at one time. But yet God is everywhere. Think about it, saints. And when you are praying, I know you bind Satan, the adversary, but Satan himself is not who you're binding. You're binding the demonic agents that are working from him, that is hindering you from walking in your liberty and your freedom. We have to change even our perspective of how we pray, because it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And knowing that the enemy has set up, you have stuff assigned to you and your family. And that's what is hindering your breakthrough. See, we got to be more targeted in our prayer as we begin to go after the enemy. And know that, yes, we have all power and authority because he's given it to us when we accepted Jesus, Yeshua, as Lord, because he is our God. It was his sacrifice on the cross at Calvary that made it possible for us to be grafted in, that we might become God's sons and daughters and walk in his authority. Because he says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Know that God is God, and that is the one that you look to, that you give reverence to, that you praise, and that you worship. Saints, I'm not going to be able to finish this today, but be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. If the Holy Spirit moves on your heart to bless us, please be obedient. You know, we need your help financially. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, is Lord and his return imminent. Continue to pray for your family members, your loved ones, and their hearts, that they will be open to hear the gospel and receive Yeshua as Lord and Savior and Redeemer. And remember, Yeshua is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Bless you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.